Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, crazy nights in Ukraine, especially southeastern Ukraine and much of eastern Europe. Well, all of Europe, really. Folks holding their breath, wondering what's going to happen. Are things going to escalate? By the way, Ukraine is a member state of the UN, of the United Nations. Russia actually basically said 28 years ago, we will respect your sovereignty in exchange for you giving up nuclear arms. There were at one point 2,000 intercontinental ballistic missiles stationed in Ukraine. Ukraine gave those up, gave those back to Mother Russia in exchange for some level of sovereignty. But now Ukrainians are under the gun, almost a third of Ukrainians ready to volunteer themselves to fight if Russia invades. People say, well, you know, that's happening over there. How is this going to impact my life here in the United States? There's been a lot of focus on gas prices. But what about wheat prices? Professor Amita Joswell Dale is from the St. Thomas Opus College of Business. She's a business professor, and she is focused on how the Ukraine crisis could play out and impact America's food supply. Professor Joswell Dale, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What should listeners know, and what is sort of at the top of your list, and why wheat? Why would this affect the cost of wheat and products that derive from wheat?
Well, we live in a global context today in every way, whether it is food or oil, clothing, even things as simple as kiwis and bananas. So whatever is happening out there in Ukraine and Russia will affect us with our own food prices. Minneapolis is a big hub for consumer product goods industry, packaged foods. They use an abundant supply of grains, including wheat. So wheat prices will be affecting our own food prices. And certainly that affects our budget, our monthly, weekly budgets.
Professor Joswell Dale, this is Jordana. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. When this escalation first began, and this is already months back, I remember doing some reading on Ukraine, and I had read that Ukraine was sort of the breadbasket of the region where it is situated. I had no idea that it was so prolific in the production of food, in the production of different kinds of food. Can you share a little bit with us what it's like on the ground in Ukraine? What are their exports? What are they famous for? What are people doing there? And again, that will also help us understand these wheat prices.
Certainly. certainly. Ukraine indeed is the breadbasket. Ukraine and Russia together account for close to 29 to 30% of wheat exports. That is a huge number. And yes, obviously other parts of the world, whether it is our own backyard, the Red River Valley in Minnesota, Australia, China, India, and EU countries, they are also exporters of wheat. But however, we need this international inventory of any grain, including wheat, to be there to tell most companies that add value to the grain wheat, that make cornflakes, that make bread and pasta, what is out there available as they plan ahead, as they look at their pro forma and their procurement prices for the next quarter. So if something happens to that inventory, to that sense of what's available in the near future, it affects all food prices. So Ukraine, the Caucasus, around there, you do have not just wheat, but also a good supply of oil and gas. Many years ago, the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan oil and gas pipeline was put in place there to be able to supply the Western world with oil and gas. Now we have the Nord Stream, an extension of the network of oil and gas pipelines to do the same. So when the Caspian Sea region's oil and gas, the Ukrainian agricultural commodity wheat, when they are put in question due to conflicts of this nature, it not only affects their neighbors back in the EU next to them, but consequently, subsequently, as this continues, escalates, and perhaps gets to be a long-run affair, it will affect other parts of the world because we all rely on the global supply of these raw materials, on the global inventory of these raw materials. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Professor, you're a business professor, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, and yet when we talk about the macroeconomic implications of what's happening, we don't know. I mean, is Putin going to march? Are Russian soldiers going to march on Kyiv? Will mm-hmm. they be content just to hang out in those two breakaway republics in southeastern Ukraine? We don't know how mm-hmm. this is going to roll mm-hmm. out, but the markets do not like uncertainty, and the markets have been in a tough way here in recent weeks. And we already had inflation before all of this.
Yes.
So what are you concerned about when people say, well, how is this going to blow back, other than what you just talked about with food prices as well as gas prices possibly spiking? This is probably inflationary, right? I mean, this is going to help to drive up prices faster than they would otherwise.
Certainly, it will, and that's the immediate short run. But in the medium run, and perhaps also in the long run, there might be other changes. For example, you remember the oil crisis, the earlier oil crisis of the 70s, and how that led to changes in the way we manufacture and use our cars. That brought about major changes in the automobile industry. We might see changes of this elk, something similar, perhaps different, in the food and beverage industries, in the CPG, consumer packaged good industries. We might find substitutes for wheat, or we might find alternatives. It could be other grains, oats, spelt, corn, cassava, who knows, and then recipes and packaged foods might find a different way to address this problem if this continues. Already we are seeing changes in the food and beverage and the way our own food habits are concerned. So we might see some of these changes going forward. They may get accelerated or they may take a different path. We certainly have good amount of resources within the U.S., and we can rely on that for a while. And for all we know, this next growing season, we might have much more wheat under the acreage than we had earlier. But there will be changes. They might be slow and very subtle, or they might come really fast, depending on how the conflict develops in the next few weeks and months.
Okay.
That's a fascinating angle. And as a professor, then, looking at this, is that, because this could be, if we found alternatives to the wheat that we get from Ukraine, that could be devastating to the Ukrainian economy and the Ukrainian people and the region for its exports. But is that, as looking at it from 30,000 feet, which you are, is that the natural evolution of how conflicts like this evolve? Or could we see a country completely economically decimated because of this?
Well, you are right. Conflicts do make changes. Now, Ukraine, Russia together and individually had their weight in world markets where wheat was concerned. If that supply gets disrupted, if the oil and gas supply gets disrupted, we do find alternatives. And these two countries will have a tough time regaining their market share that they have lost due to this conflict. Now, will they themselves be able to change their raw material state later down the road instead of offering wheat? Will they be able to add value to the wheat and perhaps offer it somewhere below the down, instead of offering it downstream as raw wheat? Will they be able to do something with it and offer it slightly upstream with value added? Again, that's a development that they will have to look into. But as far as market share goes, it will be immediately affected. It might devastate them if that's the only two things they rely on for exports, which looks to be the case.
Okay.
Fascinating. Really, I guess I didn't think about those really long-term effects.
Yeah.
And I love change and evolution, but again, I wouldn't want it to be at the expense of the Ukrainian people yet. I don't know that any of us have a choice in that, in this matter. But thank you so much for this enlightening conversation, Professor Amita Jaswal Dale from St. Thomas Opus College of Business. We so appreciate your expertise on this. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Professor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And again,
I guess, Paul, I guess I feel naive not considering that this could completely change their exports and their economy, and things would look very different. I mean, it feels like it has much more grave repercussions now for the Ukrainian people.
It does. Yeah. Here we are, you know, talking about prices and wheat and gas.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.